From Spark and Anvil and Number Sense, this is Gap Gus in Chapter 1 of the Number Sense cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Gap Gus had a long tape measure clipped to his belt, and he saw the whole world as distances between things. Not the bench is here and the tree is there, but the bench and the tree are 11 steps apart. The exact spots didn't interest him much. The gap between them did. He'd amble onto the number sense screen whenever a subtraction was making a kid's head hurt. Asia was wrestling with 83 minus 47. 83 take away 47, she groaned. All that borrowing and carrying, I always mess it up. Then stop subtracting, Gus said easily, and start measuring. Subtraction isn't really take away, it's the gap. How far is it from 47 up to 83? That's your answer. He unspooled a bit of tape. And here's the beautiful part. If I slide both numbers up by the same amount, the gap between them doesn't change at all. 47 is so close to 50, let me push it up by 3. But to keep the gap the same, I push 83 up by 3 too. Now it's 86 minus 50. Asia blinked. 86 minus 50 is 36. No borrowing. No borrowing, Gus agreed, because 50 is friendly. I just slid the whole gap over to sit next to a nice round number. The distance never changed, only where it was standing.
Gus learned to think in gaps from his grandmother, who was a surveyor. She measured land, where one fence should go relative to another, how far the well sat from the house, and she taught young Gus something he never forgot. When you're measuring a distance, it doesn't matter where you start counting from. Move your whole ruler 3 steps to the left, and the thing you're measuring is still exactly as long as it was. The gap belongs to the 2 things, she told him, not to the ground underneath them. Slide them both, and the gap rides along, unchanged. Gus carried that straight into arithmetic. A subtraction, he realized, was just a gap between 2 numbers, and a gap didn't care where on the number line it sat. So if one of his numbers was awkward, he could slide both of them, the same amount, in the same direction, until the awkward one landed on something round. The gap, the actual answer, stayed exactly the same the whole time. He started carrying a tape measure, the way his grandmother always had.
The slide worked in either direction, Gus showed kids. Up or down, whatever brought you to a friendly number. A boy named Marcus had 62 minus 38. 38 wants to be 40, Gus said. It's only 2 away, so push both numbers up by 2. 62 becomes 64. 38 becomes 40. He measured it out. Now it's 64 minus 40. Way friendlier. That's 24. Marcus checked it. 24, that's right. Then he frowned. But wait, I changed both the numbers. How is the answer still the same? Because you didn't change the gap, Gus said. You picked the whole thing up and set it down 2 steps over. The 2 numbers moved together, holding the same distance between them the entire way. The answer was never about where they stood. It was always about how far apart they were, Marcus wrote. Subtraction is the gap. Slide both numbers the same way. The gap stays.
What Gus most wanted kids to feel was that they could stop dreading the borrowing. Borrowing and carrying isn't wrong, he told a girl named Lynn, who tensed up every time she saw a subtraction. It works fine, but it makes a lot of kids nervous, and nervous is no way to do math. He patted his tape measure. So here's another road. Don't take anything apart. Just slide the whole gap over until it's leaning on a friendly number. You're not borrowing from anybody. You're just walking the same distance to an easier spot. Lynn tried it. She found the awkward number, figured out how far it was from the nearest 10, and slid both numbers that far. The subtraction landed on a round number, and the dread she usually felt just didn't show up. It's the same gap,
she said, almost surprised. I just moved it somewhere easier to stand. That's it exactly, Gus said. Same distance, friendlier ground.
That evening, after the screen dimmed, Gus reeled in his tape measure and clipped it back on his belt, the way his grandmother used to at the end of a long day in the fields. Lynn's last message glowed quietly. I slid the gap, and I wasn't nervous. He read it and felt an easygoing warmth settle over him. That was the thing he most hoped a kid would carry. Not a single answer, but the calm of knowing that what matters is the distance, not the ground beneath it. Two numbers can pick themselves up and move together, the same amount, in the same direction. And the bond between them, the gap, the thing you actually care about, rides along completely unchanged. And there is something deeply steadying, he thought, clipping the tape to his belt, in knowing that you can move to easier ground without losing a single thing that mattered.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Gap Gus. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.